Okay. I told the team this morning that Matt Castle will be the starter going into the season. We cut 14 players yesterday. We still have one more to go before tomorrow. And, you know, it's always a tough time because these guys came in, they busted their rear ends, they did everything we asked them to do. So hopefully we'll be able to get a couple of them back. And then as far as the Kansas City thing, Kansas City game, I thought we did some good things. Defensively, it was our best performance so far of the preseason. We covered much better. We rushed the quarterback. We got to be better in our rush lanes than what we were. I saw some improvement in this ball game. Offensively, obviously, the 97-yard drive was a great starter coming out. We got to do better in our pass protection than what we have been. The quarterback is getting hit too much, and that includes the running backs. That doesn't. We're not just talking about the offensive line. We have to, as a football team, we have to continue to be smarter than what we are. You know, we tried to run the ball out of the end zone, and we gave up field position. I talk to our team all the time about being a smart football team, field position. And so when we have field position, we have to keep it. But the turnovers helped a lot. The turnovers in the red zone obviously are huge because it keeps you from getting points. And the last thing is that I want to talk about before I let y'all go is, you know, this pro football focus thing. I know everybody wants to get the scoop on this, but, you know, quite honestly, there's not really anybody that really – I look at the grades and – I can't tell you what a .7 is or anything like that, but I know that the people that are grading our games and our defenses and our offenses, they don't know if the tackle gets beat inside, if we weren't sliding out to the nickel, or who our guys are supposed to cover. I guarantee you they don't know who's in our blitz package and what they're supposed to do. So I would just ask everybody to take that with a grain of salt, including our fans, that you know, we as coaches get paid a whole bunch of money to do the jobs that we do, evaluate the players that we evaluate, and grade them how we grade them, not based on someone else. So, anyway, that's off my chest. Okay, go ahead.
Mike, what kind of stood out to you the most in Matt to make him the guy, and what did you see from him?
Well, Matt did not do anything to lose the job this preseason. I think he's played great. You know, the team has a lot of confidence in him. They feel good about his veteran leadership and presence. And, you know, and I had to think about the whole football team. It wasn't just about the quarterbacks. I've said this before. It's not always the best player at that position. I'm not saying Matt's not, but at any position. It's how everything works together. And at this stage in where we're at right now, I feel like that's the best thing to do. I told Teddy this morning that I'm so happy that he's here with us. I'm glad he's the guy we picked. I've loved everything that he's done, and it wasn't anything that Teddy did or didn't do, but Teddy will be still, in my estimation, a great player for this franchise for years to come.
What was his reaction? Teddy's
fine. He was fine. You know, I started thinking back, you know, when he was at Louisville, he didn't start his first three games. They went 0-3, and he won 25 after that, you know. So he's been in this situation before as a young guy, and he'll be fine.
Did Matt surprise you at all with how he took his team over and the competition so far?
Well, Matt's improved a lot since we got here in the OTAs and what he's done with since spring ball. You know, Scott Turner's done a great job with him. I think he feels comfortable with the plays and the system that we're running. And so I think that helped a lot. But he's improved quite a bit since you know, we first started working with these guys.
You know, he's such a veteran. He's been around the league so long. How do you improve somebody at that stage?
I think every player can improve with technique and coaching and being in the right system. You know, I keep going back to guys that supposedly were busts that we've had in our career that, you know, that come in and play real good for other teams. And or for us. And they just get in the right situation and right coaching and right guys around them. All those things really help guys. And I know that veteran players really appreciate being coached, being taught the right things to do, and extending their careers, really.
Mike, is there anything in his study habits early on, like OTAs, when he first got here, that stood out about Mike?
His study?
It's just the way he studies. As well as Teddy played, he just never let Teddy get close because it seemed like he knew the offense so well.
Well, you know, as you know, he's such a veteran guy. He's been through a lot of different systems and a lot of different things that he's had to learn. So he had the advantage going in with that. But both of them have studied great. So I don't know if that was a factor.
Michael, is the thinking of leaving one guy left to make a roster move with? And is there a possibility of a trade still coming up?
Well, we're looking at everything. Honestly, there might be. Some of it was the game this week. It's a short week. The injuries that we have, trying to figure out exactly who we need to have for the game. And we're always looking for possibility of trades, possibility of getting more players in here. You know, I talk to the team all the time. It's, you know, we're not competing against the six receivers here. We're competing against every receiver in the NFL and Canadian Football League and wherever we can find guys. So, however we can put the best football team together for this organization, we're going to do it.
How much busier does this week get for you, just considering all the waiver wire, you know, possibilities that you have to look at and trade possibilities?
You know, it's not so much for me, Rick, and the scouts and the pro personnel guys. They've been on top of it for a while. They get in there and they kind of have an idea who might be released and have already graded most all these guys, so they do a great job, and they're on top of it, so that if something does happen, we're prepared as opposed to being caught off guard.
What is Raymond's injury precisely, and is he going to come back for injured reserve, or what's kind of the deal?
We don't know yet, but we released him yesterday.
What is his injury, just for clarification?
Something with his leg.
Okay. To look at them on Saturday. How'd you evaluate that? Do you have any clarity at that position?
Yeah, I have a little bit of clarity now, but we're going to look at them again this week. It'll be similar. You know, we had a couple guys get hurt, so we didn't get to see some of those guys. But, you know, there's some things that Sendejo does good. Some things obviously we got to correct with him. Blanton, same thing. Crocker didn't play many plays, but he's starting to get his legs underneath him back to where, you know, what he looked like when I had him. Obviously Harrison did fine.
How'd Robert do?
Blanton? Yeah. Good. You know, there's some technique things that we have to work with him, but he's a smart guy. He did some good things.
Mike, how was this for Jamar, the fact that he missed the offseason and now he's injured?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's like everything when there's a bunch of guys fighting for a spot. The more you can do to get on evaluation, the better it is. And, you know, we don't just evaluate on the games. Now, the games are a big part of it because they're playing against somebody else, and can they carry what we're teaching them in practice to the game. But we evaluate all these guys every single day. I mean, that's the number one thing that we want to get out of training camp, is getting the right 53 guys here on this football team and then teaching them to try and see if they can try to do what we're kind of coaching them to do.
Do you feel good you have Crocker, though, at least as the regular season gets closer, a guy you know what he can do? Not to say he's a fallback option, but at least you've got a guy you know inside and out there.
Yeah.
That position possibly.
And I've known him for quite a while, so I'm comfortable with Chris as far as being able to do what we ask him to do, but part of it was, it was good for the other guys around to listen to him, to see how he studies, to see how he and he studied better for this game than he has, you know, in the first ball game. But he was really the only guy that I've had, you know, that came here. So, those guys can say, hey, you know, he's just in a bad mood today or whatever. So, he can kind of smooth things over that way.
Usually.
You activated Chase Ford today. Where is he at physically? I know this is kind of within the timetable you told us about 10 days ago, and are you optimistic that he might be ready to go by week one? I know it's still have to see him on the field.
Well, obviously we got to see him on the field, but from the rehab reports that we've been getting, he can do everything. We'll have to see what kind of condition he's in, his recall for the plays. You know, he's been out here and watching, but that doesn't mean that he knows the plays and being able to execute them, what kind of blocking he does. So these next 10 days would be important for him, or next 13 days, I guess. I don't know what it is. 13 days? Yeah.
Obviously, there's going to be a lot of speculation from the outside. That first bad game by Castle, Bridgewater is going to take over. What do you do to potentially quell that? Do you tell Matt, hey, you're my guy for a couple games, or how do you kind of look at that, you know, say he has an off performance and what have you?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because I thought about this answer. And we will hold the quarterback position to the exact same expectations as we do every other position. If you perform, you play. If you don't perform, then the next guy will get an opportunity at some point. And when we decide to do that, it's really we sit down and discuss it. But that position, just like the outside linebacker spot, we have a expectation of performance, and as long as those guys perform, they play.
How much lobbying is going on right now with other coaches to keep players on the final roster, you know, because you got to decide on how many tight ends, how many DBs, so forth?
Not so much lobbying, really. You know, the one thing about having a good veteran staff is they understand that there are some tough cuts made. They understand that we're trying to do what's best for the football team, and they've all been through these kind of things before. You know, you fight for a guy a little, and it'll happen more next week, I'm sure, but you fight for a guy because you feel strongly about him, and that's a good thing. You want your coaches to stick up for these guys and say, you know, we can't let this guy go, we have to have him, and then, but at the end of the day, when we make the decision, we all walk out of the room together just like we do with Rick and I.
Two more difference. Questions for Coach.
Any difference for you as a coach going through this as the head coach as opposed to the coordinator going through the cuts?
Probably a little bit. I like to keep a lot more defensive guys, but but no, you know, I've been through this a long time too, and I've seen a lot of the same cuts, and you know, and I'm no different than the assistant coaches. I feel a bond to a lot of these players because of how hard they've worked, how much they've put into it, and if they don't get a chance to play for us, hopefully they get a chance to play for somebody else. And you're always happy for the players when they get another opportunity with someone else.
I think you've got probably a pretty good idea of most of your 53. How many spots are actually really available or up for grabs this week?
Well, right now we have, let's see, from 76 to 53. So, I mean, I don't know, honestly. I don't know.
Might
I couldn't tell you.
Wait until after Thursday to name the starting middle linebacker?
I have a pretty good idea on it right now, but I'm gonna just wait till after this week and see. But I think I have a good idea on it.
Just for Thursday, will Castle sit and bridge
water and ponder play, or what's the plan there?
Well, I haven't told anybody yet, so I'll probably wait and tell them first, and then I'll tell y'all. Okay, thank you.